What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Let's talk about the food chain here, because something very weird is going on right now. We are hearing all these stories of cars queued up for like miles in front of food banks. You know, Americans who've had their jobs at least temporarily suspended because of the coronavirus shutdown, they're going hungry and they're desperate for food. At the same time, we're hearing all these stories about farms that are euthanizing piglets, gassing chickens, plowing perfectly good vegetables under the soil there. And nobody has a really convincing explanation for why we are not able to mobilize, for example, you know, the army with their trucks to get some of these food items to the people who need them. And I'm not buying this idea that the supply chain is just so rigidly constructed that there couldn't be a chain, because they're always reconstructing the food supply chain. Have you ever noticed that when there's a surplus of one particular vegetable, all of a sudden it's in all the stores and you're seeing TV shows and everything talking about how great it is to eat that one vegetable, like whether it's broccoli or whatever. I'm not buying that idea that our supply chain is so rigid that it can't adapt to this new reality of taking these, you know, pigs and cows and chickens and ducks and corn and beets and whatever to the people who need it right now. I mean, this is a country that supposedly can mobilize an army anywhere on the face of planet Earth, and we can't do it here. And it looks to me, and I'm in agreement with our last caller there, there a shortage is being deliberately created to drive prices up. That is really going to hurt a lot of people who are already hurting. It's almost like somebody wants to start a revolution here so it can be put down militarily and we can live the rest of our lives in the Hunger Games. There's a story here that came out of one of our members saying that the U.S. food supply chains may be in jeopardy if the economy remains closed for too long. Well, the trucks are still out there. Trump is going to activate, in fact, he already has. He signed an executive order that workers at meat processing plants have to go back to work. Now, they want protection. The companies they work for are not providing it. In fact, as that other caller mentioned, some of these companies may be forcing their employees to sign waivers, saying if you get coronavirus while working here, you know, we're not going to cover it. You don't get any sick days or benefits for that. And of course, how long can coronavirus live on the surface of a raw steak is one example here. And apparently Smithfield Foods has shuttered its fifth plant. There are now fears of meat shortages. And again, it says in this story, farmers, they have to euthanize tens of thousands of pigs. Why? Why not send them to other slaughterhouses? We have to have the, we should have the resources to be able to deal with this. Send over some army guys with a bunch of army trucks, pick up a bunch of pigs, and take them over to a different slaughterhouse and get them sliced up into the food banks. Now, the food banks are not asking for charity. Well, they're asking for donations. But the food banks are actually buying the food they hand out. So it's not like this is a total giveaway. So something is going on. And I think it's a deliberate attempt to create a shortage in order to jack food prices up. And that, like that last caller said, they're going to go right through the roof. Okay, a lot of companies are taking advantage of the stimulus program. They're taking the opportunity either for direct bailouts or low-interest loans. 13 public companies agree to return $170 million in small business stimulus. Others are keeping it. Now, the original Paycheck Protection Program ran out of funds, and the current one, the reincarnation, may not last out the week. And apparently, with the new version, they're saying that keeping your employees is no longer a requirement. So it's just a cash handout. Now, Howard Stern, who basically started the whole shock jock genre, is out there saying that Trump supporters should drink Clorox and drop dead. And this is another example of media distorting what was actually said. Because what Trump actually said was, is there a way to have a disinfectant in the human body? Yeah, it's called penicillin or any antibiotic. That's what it does. It disinfects. Instead, you had all these liberals out there screaming, oh, he's telling people to snort Clorox or Santa Flush or something. All right, getting on back to Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. Story coming out of Russia today. Apparently, during their joint town hall, during which at one point Biden looked like he fell asleep, Biden said, I'm with her, referring to Hillary Clinton. Now, since he's the one who's running for president, he should have said, she's with me. Or Hillary should have said, I'm with him. But instead, Biden said, I'm with her, which implies a subordinate role in whatever process is going on. But Russia today is also of the opinion that we're looking at the possibility of a vice presidential nomination and a 2016 rematch, Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump. Now, Hillary admittedly brings a lot to the table. She's got the woman's vote. She's got the gay vote. She's got the abortion vote. Got the revenge vote. Remember all of her cult-like following after the 2016 election? They just went crazy, and they were trashing towns all over America, including towns that had voted for Hillary. So she is a powerhouse, and she could be the deciding factor in Biden getting the election. And Biden may have just decided that, you know, he's aware of his mental deterioration, but he's going to stick this out and try and go down in the history books as one of the American presidents. He'll serve for maybe 4 or 5 months. Then he'll step down, and Hillary gets to be president. Boy, talk about an absolute, absolute disaster. So anyway, this other article, and this came out of rightjournalism.com, was commenting on it looked like Joe Biden fell asleep during the video town hall with Hillary Clinton. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he was having his eyes down and thinking about how he's just put a target on his own back. So let's get over and talk about Tara Reid. And she is torturing Hillary Clinton for endorsing Biden, and says she's enabling a sexual predator. Well, that's what Hillary Clinton has done ever since she got together with Bill Clinton. I mean, the number of women accusing Bill Clinton of outright sexual harassment, sexual assault, rape even, is legion compared to Joe Biden. I think his total accusers now are number 8. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because the University of Delaware has been entrusted with Joe Biden's Senate records, and they are keeping them secret, and they're not even saying why they're keeping it secret. But Tara Reid is out there saying that in those Senate records is a complaint she filed regarding the sexual harassment, sexual assault, which apparently involves Biden reaching up under her skirt to fondle her. I guess that's about the most delicate way to put it. Anyway, and also, of course, her separation agreement. Now, if they get into those records and they're not there, well, that's another problem entirely. Almost makes Biden look more guilty. So, according to stationgossip.com, 8 women have accused Joe Biden of sexual misconduct, inappropriate touching. Now, in the case of Joe Biden, there's a lot of that that's on video. Just go ahead and do a search for Creepy Joe, because he's got this long habit of inappropriately touching girls of all ages, and it doesn't look like he's out for sexual gratification, I'll grant you. But it is just a little creepy, and you can see the girls kind of like, you know, wanting to get away from him. Over at Politico, they ran an article claiming that Trump owes the Bank of China millions of dollars. And it turns out that was fake news. They published a lengthy retraction 7 minutes before midnight on Monday. Okay. Sorry, there's something going on in the background I was distracted by. All right, let's get over to General Flynn. And apparently on Monday, May 4th, Judge Sullivan, who accused General Flynn of treason, is going to file his response to Flynn's motion to dismiss. Now, this is starting to turn into a real big stink because it turned out the FBI was withholding exculpatory information. And a judge just finally forced them to turn that all over. It's beginning to look more and more like Flynn was the victim of a frame-up by the Obama White House and the FBI. And that he never went to trial. He was basically browbeaten into a guilty verdict. They basically said, look, you plead guilty to this, you'll get a small jail sentence. If you fight this in court, we will win, we will convict you, and we'll send you away for a very, very long time. Well, at this point, it's beginning to look like the charges may actually get dropped. Tucker Carlson was out there saying that if the charges get dropped, Flynn should be exonerated. Well, if the charges are dropped, he automatically is exonerated. And I hope it happens. I hope it happens, absolutely. Okay, so newly declassified transcript of George Papadopoulos and FBI spy shows there was zero evidence Trump campaign coordinated with Russia. Meanwhile, of course, you had Christopher Steele was dealing with the Russians and the Hillary Clinton campaign. But nobody ever investigated that. Nobody ever looked at that. Because Hillary's an insider. Everybody in Washington, D.C. loves Hillary Clinton, or they're terrified of her. Apparently, Christopher Steele, who wrote the dossier, had previously undisclosed meetings with Perkins Coal lawyers and Hillary Clinton's campaign. All right, turning to the international news, riots are breaking out in Lebanon as the country falls into bankruptcy and once again is being bombed by Israel. Speaking of Israel, they may ask for double its usual $3.8 billion from the U.S. this year and ask for it even earlier. And this article, which came out in IsraelPalestineNews.org, is saying, you know, considering 26 million Americans out of jobs, U.S. companies closing to coronavirus, maybe it's time to keep our money home, and I most certainly would agree. For one thing, Israel doesn't need the money. They like money. Not much about money not to like. I used to have a lot more than I have now, thanks to my first wife. Maybe that's why I'm not out there trying to earn more of it the way Paul in New Jersey says I should. But Israel has violated virtually every restraint placed on the money given to it by the U.S. government. They buy offensive weapons. They're using it against the Palestinians. And again, they have a very high standard of living over there. So, apparently there was a bomb-laden tanker truck detonated in northern Syria, killing at least 34 and sparking a huge blaze, which actually drove oil prices back up. And they did have a good day on the stock market. The Dow closed at 500 up. All right. The Chinese have warned the U.S. to halt military operations in the South China Sea. And this has to do with the U.S. destroyer Barry, which was conducting what the U.S. calls a freedom and navigation exercise. China says they trespassed into China's territorial waters off the Xisha Islands on Tuesday. And they identified the ship, warned it, and expelled it. And the fact that the ship went where it was told to go suggests that maybe the captain knew they'd gone over the line. Meanwhile, of course, the U.S. is coming up on the end of the START Treaty, which expires in February of next year. And unless they can come to a new agreement, we're looking at yet another arms race with the Russians. Oh, how much money will be made by the defense contractors? Those gosh darn Russian, Chinese, Iranian, whoever, we've got to build bigger bombs and longer missiles to keep them from attacking us. You know who was the last military force to attack the continental United States of America? The Army of the Confederacy. They're not out there. They're not going to attack the United States of America. Look at the condition we're in right now. Who would want this country? Look at all the money my parents' generation spent for the Cold War against the commies. All that money spent. Get on Google Earth, go out to the Arizona desert, take a look at what's called the Boneyard, and just imagine what all of that hardware, most of which was never actually used in a war, cost. Look at all the stories about chronic waste in the military, like the F-35, the F-22, the Zumwalt destroyer, which I think was finally accepted by the Navy 2 years after commissioning because of all the problems with it, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Freedom-class littoral combat ships. We had that story a while back where two ships were just brand new delivered to the Navy. They immediately went to the scrapyard. They were that messed up. Now, everybody's wondering what's happened to Kim Jong-un. There are three prevailing theories. One is he's dead and playing canasta with Federico Franco somewhere. The second theory, the one that we've seen in the media, is that there was a botched heart operation where the doctor was apparently so nervous and shaking that he did something wrong, probably dropped a stent into an artery or something that it wasn't supposed to go into, and that Kim Jong-un is brain dead. And the third story that's floating around is that Kim Jong-un was personally witnessing a missile test that failed and was injured in it, which is not without precedent. That's how Korolev bought it. Went out there to watch the rocket take off, and the rocket exploded. Korolev was the Soviet Union's equivalent of Wernher von Braun. South Korea is saying they're detecting an unusual increase in North Korean air and artillery operations. And they're saying it could mean there's going to be another missile test, or it could be related to Kim Jong-un's vanishing. But apparently his sister, who is supposed to step into the leadership of that country if something happens to Kim Jong-un, at least until his children come of age, apparently has already been acquiring power within North Korea over the last few months. So maybe whatever happened to Kim Jong-un was something that arrived with a little bit of foreknowledge. And so the sister would rule North Korea until Kim Jong-un's children came of age and could basically accept their inheritance. That's what's going on. Joe Biden is out there saying we need more economic intercourse with the world. I leave it to your imagination what exactly it is he means with that. Right now, I think because of the coronavirus, people are looking at the whole idea of globalism and realizing, you know, there are some downsides here. They're not doing more of your own manufacturing, of being totally dependent on the rest of the planet. Because if something happens on the rest of the planet, it comes home to you. If China has a cold, America sneezes. Boeing has burned through a record $4.7 billion, with a B, dollars in cash. Revenue has crashed 26%. They're getting ready to fire 10% of the workers. I really hate to see this happen. Boeing is an iconic American company. And, you know, growing up, I went through a phase of building model airplanes, and I built a lot of Boeing airplanes, and it was a name, the Boeing. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, Indiana sucks. Okay? Does people get mad at that?
All right. Well,
no,
thank
Mike,
you for calling.
I mean, Mike, North Carolina, South Carolina, North Dakota, South Dakota, Kentucky, California, New York, New Jersey, Florida sucks. They all suck. Well, what's going on here for the last 2 days? My God, I mean, red states, blue states, you know, you people are all on the USA Titanic, okay? Red seats,
yes,
and blue seats, you know? We're all sharing the same seats on the Titanic. You,
yes,
do know that, right? I mean,
yes.
My God, what's going on here? Mike, it's just like the hatred, this whole You know what it is, Mike? It's like a divide and conquer going on. It's just like, I mean, I don't know if there's...
It's political campaigning, and because they don't have anything positive to campaign with, it's easier to go negative. If you look, if you chart out how campaigns are run, they'll all start out with, positive campaigns. This guy did this, this guy did this. When that starts to wear off, then the campaigns swing negative, and that's where we are, not just with the presidential campaigns or the congressional campaigns, but the overall attitude of the country as a whole. You know, it's easy to go negative. You know, this state sucks. The blue state
Mike,
sucks.
I suck.
The red state sucks.
Mike, I suck. You suck. We all suck. We're all suckers. How about that at this point, right?
Yes.
Are we all suckers?
Yes, we are.
But
I agree with you on that.
Mike, I got to ask one real quick question to Mark from North Carolina. How many acres do you got? Because I looked at his videos, and he's got some beautiful landscape over there. Having said that, New Jersey's not a dump. I mean, it's there's areas where you don't want to go in, like, the city areas. I mean, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's pretty clean over here. New York's kind of clean, too. I mean, it's just not as bad as people claim. We all have our great places, and we all got our worst places. There's nothing 100% perfect, right?
Correct.
But, I mean, just the people calling in here, my God, man, relax. You know, aren't we all Rivero's Rangers? But it seems like we're all Rivero's Rangers are killing each other. I was like, what the hell's going on the last couple of days? You know? And then that caller from North California might get a new time slot. I'm telling you, all the idiots like me and Tom and Mark and all these other people calling, they're just not doing it for you, man. You got to, not even you, like Mark said, your house, you know. That guy is a troll, man. Go read a book, dude. Go learn something about the real world. You know, that's all I got. I got to say about that. But, Mike, I don't know if you heard this. I'm going to switch gears real quick about Germany. They unlocked, and now they're relocked. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that.
Now, do you know why? I mean, I didn't read really into that. I didn't hear anything about into that story, what's happened over there.
The official story is that there was a sudden jump in coronavirus infections. I suspect it had more to do with politics.
A lot of politics going on here, man. Like, if you speak out against Trump or Biden, I like neither. You know me. I'm an equal opportunity offender. You know?
Yes.
And
same here.
And Mike, I just want to tell you and your wife, when you go to the store, I don't care if anybody's not wearing their mask, to keep wearing your mask, because I don't know what's going on. You know, you don't know what's going on. None of us know really what's going on, so I'd rather play it safe than loose, you know, and I want everybody, Mark, Tom, Joe from Texas now, that's where he's at, right, at the meantime, everybody to be safe, even people who hate some of us. I don't know if they hate me. Mike, I get hate, but I figured there's some people that actually were looking for me to call back in. I remember, yesterday, because I listened to the show to learn what people are saying, somebody called in actually accusing me of taking money from the pharma companies.
Oh, I get that all the time. I I'm accused of taking money from Big Oil and taking money from Putin and taking money from whoever. Well, I got to tell you, those checks are lost in the mail, obviously, because I haven't gotten one.
Well, that's why I couldn't call in, actually, Mike, because I was, after I left Langley, I couldn't make it to the Pharma Incorporated in time. Oh, by the way, Putin, you suck, too, okay? Xi Jinping, you suck. We all suck, okay? Mike,
Yes. Have
a good night. You stay safe.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're close enough to the commercial break. I'm going to leave these other callers until after we get on back. The Bank of Japan is set for unlimited money printing. What could possibly go wrong? And believe it or not, they are still arguing over whether Donald Trump's signature would be on the stimulus checks. And Chuck Schumer is pushing a bill that will block the president of the United States of America from having his name on the stimulus checks. I mean, this borders on the childish. Okay? I mean, who really cares? Well, I understand from the Democrats' point of view, they don't want Trump's name linked to the stimulus. They want people to look at the stimulus checks and think, oh, Democrats did this. But I mean, it really is bordering on the childish. And I don't think these politicians are going to come out of this coronavirus mess looking and smelling as great as they think. We got to take a break from commercials, back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones to Jake in Chicago. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, I find it extremely difficult hearing the same callers to the show every day for years that never mention that Trump's grown children, all of them, even the daughter he had with Marla Maples, who is a Kabbalah-following woman, are either married or engaged to Jews. This is of no importance on your show. I find this seriously suspicious. And
we're concerned about Jared Kushner, obviously.
Because, you know, there was a day where you questioned your government, but yet you got callers from New Jersey and Florida and all these little chokeholds there that are calling in that, oh, we shouldn't question our president. You know, we shouldn't be suspicious of any government people, especially their, you know, their children, and maybe even they are married to. You know, why isn't that discussed?
Dan?
Why isn't that discussed?
Dan, I take it you don't listen to this show all that much from what you just said.
You know what? I did listen to it even during the election, and it was never mentioned. And you know what? I called up to other shows on RBM, and I was cut off for saying it. Now, I want you all to just look into yourself and look at a family that marries nothing but Jews. You know, I'm sorry,
Dan,
I have to say that. I really
Dan,
am, because I know you're a Jew. But I'm sorry I have to say that, but this is the truth.
Dan,
and if you want to sell
you,
your soul
Dan,
to get on a TV or a
Dan,
radio show,
whoa,
go
Dan.
Right ahead.
I'm sorry, Jake. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong name on the thing. Are you aware that my first wife was Jewish? Not that big a deal. She didn't convert me. You know, they didn't get near Wilby that night.
Is. Why don't you explain to us what Jewish is? Is Jewish a religion? Is it? You don't even believe that. You yourself don't even believe there was ever Israelites or Judah. So how the hell can she be Jewish? You know, in your perspective.
No, religion, I'm sorry. To me, Jewishness is a religion, but it gets co-opted. You know, they're trying to claim there's a Jewish race, but everybody who was Jewish was converted from other races. My family
okay,
tree
so
goes
we have
back
it from
to the
you
Spartans.
That, you know, your professional standpoint is that Jewish now is a religion. So we cannot
yes.
think of it as a mixed up conundrum that it can be a race, that it can be this, it can be the House of Judah. It can be an Ashkenazi Jew, it can be a Sephardic Jew, it can be an Iranian Jew, it can be a mountain Jew from God knows where. You know, it's bullshit, and that's all I have to say. And your callers are fake as hell.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think you got Pat. Hello?
I've got Pat
there?
In Fort Worth. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That darned okay. hamster behind the control panel. What can I tell you? Okay, Pat, what's on your mind?
Oh, I think people need to do something right now because of Nancy Pelosi saying that we got to let the prisoners out of jail because the Bible says that you can't visit. You're supposed to visit them. And she didn't give a rat's about the people dying in nursing homes because we couldn't get in and do a thing about it. She didn't care about people.
Meanwhile,
and right
people
now,
who break social distancing are being put in those same jails.
Okay, great. All right, that's my point. Whatever. And the other one is, Rep. Jordan has come out today and said, made a speech on Fox on why we need to, go back to work. We hire them to be in Washington to work, but they don't care about us out here that they're supposed to be doing work for, they care about who's ever running the White House, if they're mopping the floor or something. Can't they just put on gloves and a mask? And why do they have to be so messy up there that they care more about menial cowards than they do about everybody out here dying in nursing homes because we can't even get in there? But that's not the point. The point is, if he said, he made a good point, all right? He said, look, everybody wants to worry about money. Well, why don't we worry about the fact that the Democrats are trying to take the Congress, trying to take the Senate because they want to run the country. Okay, totally run the country. But, you know, they spend the money in the House, but the Senate decides whether or not they'll pass it, okay? You can say Trump ain't president. He can't do anything. Whatever you want to say, it's got to get past the Senate, and I think we better right now. All the people in the Senate who are getting opposition, you know, from the Democrats who want to take the party, this, that, and the other, you know, whatever they can do, and we need to have people call their senators and tell them that we're watching what you're doing, wasting our money by not working. When you could be up there working, actually doing something, instead of sitting home writing bills that you could throw at everybody and confuse the whole thing, because the money is very important. There are people out there wanting to take the whole Constitution over a balanced budget amendment. We've almost lost the Constitution several times over a balanced budget amendment, and it's still out there, and the same people still trying to do it one way or the other, and I think we ought to call our senators right now and tell them, you better get out there and start talking about the stupid people, Democrats who won't go to the work in the House. They won't work. and even earn a little bit, earn the money they make, brag about all their riches and how much their ice cream, their expensive ice cream and their expensive refrigerator, trying to push sugar on people. But sugar is going to ruin your immunity, help you get commotus. Are they on your side?
Well, please focus on those senators who are, I'm still here. Please focus on those senators who are up for re-election this November. They're the ones who are going to be listening to the people. Everybody else is going to be listening to the moneyed interests.
I'm talking about the ones who have Democrats like Beto running against them. His first speech is, it doesn't matter who you love. No, it does. It matters about the money out here right now. I'm poor like you, as you say. But the fact is, they're going to get the money from us somehow or other. If they have to take our property when they kill us in the old folks' home, they're going to get their money to waste. Those Democrats will do it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing all these Democrats now talk about guaranteed basic income or universal basic income or whatever they want to call it this week. Where are they going to get all that money from? I mean,
really?
They're probably thinking they're going to tax the rich, but the rich will never allow that to happen. So they can't make it work. And ultimately,
they
if you go back to
every,
the Soviet Union,
they can tax every rich person we have into poverty right now, and it wouldn't pay the bills. They're wasting money on
it. No, it wouldn't. The debt is completely unpayable.
Okay.
And I think the sooner the whole system comes crashing down, the better. All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, Pat. We're going to switch over to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Listen, I wanted to know, have you seen, there's a video out there. The guy's name is Adam. He's got it on his site. I think it's No More News. But anyways, it depicts... it depicts a scene where there's a nurse that jumps out of a car, and it's by where the Trump protesters are protesting about opening up, you know, all the businesses and stuff, and they got a thing where this, like, a guy in scrubs jumps out of a car and starts like a counter protest. But what it is it's as soon as he jumps out of the car, it's set up to where a bunch of the media comes over with cameras and starts filming them. It's a total crisis actor thing.
Yes.
And they're doing it all over the place. And, I mean, that just tells you this thing is fake, you know. And I got to say, I agree with Dustin on a lot of things about Trump, with the Middle East, you know, him not getting out of these wars and Russia and stuff. I mean, I voted for Trump because I want to see a good relationship with Russia. Russia is not the enemy.
No.
You know, Russia helped us in the Revolutionary War. But when Dustin says stuff like going to Walmart and, you know, don't chit-chat with anybody, I mean, hell, I've met beautiful women in grocery stores talking to them. I'm not going to sit and not talk to anybody. I mean, what Dustin...
I've met my wife at a Jack in the Box.
Well, there you go. See, now who's going to want to be, you know, have an isolated view of things and, you know, walk in and get your stuff. I mean, half the fun is going in there and maybe run into somebody you went to high school with or whatever. Staying, not talking to nobody and just, you know, running in and running out. That's what I call existing. That's not living.
Yes.
We were put here to live. I mean, we are put here to live, not hide in a house somewhere and play video games. And like I said, I don't have anything against Dustin. I like a lot of his opinions. I actually, and I know some of your other callers disagree with him on everything, but I actually agree with Dustin on all the stuff he says about Trump, about how he still has us in these wars. I mean, all he has to do is pull us out. Who cares what the senators say? Pull us out.
Well, he's pulling us out of Afghanistan.
I'll believe it when I see it. He's been saying that forever. Right. I want to see him pull. Why are we in Syria? That's the biggest thing, Mike. We don't belong in Syria. It can't. I mean, Mike, Germany wants us off. But Germany doesn't want to use the dollar anymore. What are they going to do about Germany? You said the other day that they don't, you know, they want to keep us on Syria, take their oil for the dollar. But that doesn't even make any sense, though. I mean, because countries like Germany don't want the dollar as a reserve currency anymore. and Russia and China, I mean, you're not going to, they can't beat them. There's nothing they can do to beat them and gain control like they once had it. It's going to go down.
Yes.
There's just no way. Your callers have got to realize that. The United States cannot be the dominant over everybody. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, I don't know. But anyways, I just wanted to put that out. I mean, you know, using crisis actors to stage protests and stuff, that just tells you everything you need to know.
Yes. And
so that's it, Mike. Go ahead.
The United States is a failing empire. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to yet another Steve, this one in Riverside. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I guess you got the right Steve this time. Mike, let's see. Where do I start off? I think anybody who thinks that this flu came from bats is a little batty. It's been too quick to roll out. It's been too well staged. It follows that 2001 thing they did. And it does exactly what the globalists want. Now, let me say, if they ever were to release a very deadly virus, it could turn around and kill them, their families, their mistresses, their bodyguards, everybody. It could get out of hand very quickly. But this, by just releasing a phony virus, it's a little wimpy thing, and then calling it, a deadly virus through the endless amount of fear porn on the media, the phony tests, the phony autopsies, they've created the whole thing. And this is what they can then do. And I'm just going to list three that I think they can do very easily. They can, one, the Constitution goes out the window by some medical officer. He can confine you to your home, stop you from traveling, congregate even at your church. So forget about the Constitution. It's now been overruled by some medical officer. Number two, I'd have to say, is the problem, reaction, solution, is there's going to be a universal vaccination. And as soon as they work on it, or at least say they've got it, it will probably end up being mandatory, or as like in Argentina, you have to have a vaccination card to fly on an airplane, to get a driver's license, or to get a passport. Or maybe down in Mexico, you have to show your vaccination card to get your families fed through those government stores. I can see all the people on food stamps doing that. And third, I think, is our economy. I'm not too worried about the Dow Industrial, because I'm sure they can pump that back up whenever they want to. But the thousands of small businesses that have gone down the tubes because of this, and that I think 23 million people, I've heard, are now unemployed, the banksters will come in and buy this all up for nothing. The unemployed, most of them will, some of them will find jobs with the government or with a mega corporation, and the rest will become the bread and circuses thing, that we put on a threepence. And this will benefit the new world order that they are trying to create. and just one thing to add something about Dustin. I can't figure out whether he's a shell or just rather naive, but he reminds me of Radar O'Reilly,
yes.
The choppers, And that's probably all I have for you, Mike. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. Aloha. Yeah, Michael, let's get something straight on about yesterday. First off, I want you to notice the great state of Florida makes Gatorade. We invented Gatorade. Your great state, you know what you're famous for in your great state? So you're called Palmos. The great state of Indiana is great for gas pumps. That's where the first original gas pump came out of. Indiana. And there's a lot of other southern states that made a lot of great stuff. Like I told you, Eli Whitney and the cotton gin was made in Georgia. There's so many other, a lot of the great weapons that came out of the Civil War came out of the South. Did you know that? The submarine, Michael?
Yeah, the Hunley.
Yeah, the Hunley, the submarine. So, you know, this guy talking about, ooh, Carrier. Well, let me tell you about Carrier. They had, the Egyptians had air conditioners in their palaces 4,000, 3,000 years ago when they brought waterfalls into their palaces. Okay? Yeah, there's electric modern AC. Yeah, no problem. Carrier did a wonderful thing. But you know what? There were still people living in Florida. Okay? Yeah, we had fans. They had electric fans. Okay? And up till like 1960, they didn't have air conditioning in this state. Okay? So there were still plenty of people living here to your one caller. And also, Michael, the reason I called you is about what I saw on the news today. And I saw, actually, I heard on the radio, and I saw it, I believe it was on Matt Drudge, or it was one of those networks. I was scanning real quickly. You realize that, Michael, in New York, there's 39,000 people per square mile in New York and New Jersey?
Yes, yes there is. Tom, I got to let you go. I'm sorry. We're running out of time, Tom. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today. We've got two callers waiting on the line, both named Dan. So we're going to start with Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I'll hurry up. Just real quick with Tom and Paul, I think, from New Jersey. Just as Jim Morrison said, the West is the best. So, you know, these guys want to get in their north-south thing. Remember, people out West could care less. We're like, what's the Civil War? But and then your other caller about meeting women at the store, just don't do what I did and meet them at the Goodwill. Could run into some problems there. But
okay.
But actually, on a serious note, though, the caller about the not talking about the Jewish part of Trump's family. I don't think he listens to this network very much. I think John Stadtmiller read the article. It was a Noontide Press. What was it? Maxwell, the Mossad. I forgot the actual name of the article, but it went from Meyer Lansky all the way up to the Kushner family, you know, about this mafia. But I agree with him to the point. I think he's being kind of rude, but, you know, as far as Kushner, he does have a point, because we have the Kushner version of NAFTA. We have the Kushner Middle East peace plan. You know, Kushner apparently is heading up all this economic, you know, coronavirus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm not voting for Trump because of Kushner. I don't, you know, and we need to look into him having that building on 666. What was it? 666 Fifth Avenue. That's pretty weird. And that, as far as I can tell, that's real news, right? That's not fake news. His building.
I would have to double check on that one, but frankly, yeah. I'm not the sort of person to get excited about 666 unless I'm on a system and setting file protections.
Yeah. But if it's true, I think, you know, we need to, I think that he thinks he's the Antichrist is my thing, but I don't know. Maybe.
Well,
I don't think he's that cool though.
Yeah, I hate to cut you off. But I want to take one more phone call before the end of the show. Dan in Texas, I know you've been holding for a while. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. One thing I don't understand, I was reading an article yesterday regarding the lady that was arrested in Raleigh, North Carolina, 2 weeks ago yesterday during the protest there.
Yes.
And Christy Gronk of the ACLU of North Carolina was quoted in that article saying that, yes, if there's an emergency and yada-da, they can suspend your First Amendment rights. And then the issue is whether or not they're abusing their power, to which I disagree.
They definitely are.
Well, I think they should contest the very issue. Is there an emergency? They're just conceding that there's an emergency that justifies the declaration of the governor. And I wouldn't concede that. I think if you concede that, you've just thrown in the towel.
You're absolutely right about that. If you let the other side set the agenda, you've already lost the argument. Dan, I'm going to have to let you go. We're at the end of our program.
Thank you, man.
Please stay tuned for John Stadtmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help to stay on the air. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.